If you have your Bible, turn tonight to the 143rd Psalm. The 143rd Psalm. The Bible says, "Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear to my supplication. In thy faithfulness answer me, and in thy righteousness, and enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. For the enemy hath persecuted my soul. He hath smitten my life down to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thy hands. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land, Selah. Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake. Bring my soul out of trouble, and of thy mercy cut off, and of my mercy cut off mine enemies, and destroy them that afflict my soul." Now watch this, "for I am thy servant." I want to preach just a moment this evening, if God will be my help on this thought. The cry of a soldier. The cry of a soldier. Now we've looked at this, I think, before. I know I preached it at the nursing home maybe one or two times, but there's so much in here that you can see. Unless you've been engaged in the battles for the Lord, you may not understand what David's talking about here in this psalm. But if you've been, if you're in a battle for the Lord and right, praise God, you know exactly where he's speaking from. And if we see this here tonight, we see as David began to ask and then beseech the Lord for some things. We see the first thing that he is asking the Lord is asking the Lord to hear him. You ever get to a place and it seems like you're so low and down, it seems like nobody cares, and you ask God, say, "Lord, can you hear me? Amen. Lord, are you really listening to me? Do you hear my supplications and my pleas?" Sometimes you say, "Preacher, you ever get that way?" All the time. Amen. Sometimes I get to praying and begging God for somebody's need, and I just don't see God moving. I don't see the help coming. And I say, "Oh God, are you listening? God, can you hear the pleas and my supplications? Do you love me?" Praise God. But we see David here. He asked the question. He said, "Hear my prayer." He said, "Hear me, O Lord, as I cry out to you." That's what I say to us today. Say, "Oh Lord, hear us as we cry out as a people and a church and a nation. We need God like we've never needed him before. We need to move in our hearts and our homes and our lives. I've never seen a time when people are turning their back on God and running after the things of the world, trying to be satisfied. But I want to say the things of the world. I'll never pacify your soul." Amen. You can get everything the world has, all the riches and treasures and the gold, amen, and still be just as empty and as lost inside as can be. But when we have the Lord, praise God, and we depend on him, I see what David was depending on. He was depending on God's grace and God's faithfulness. It ain't my faithfulness to him, but it's his faithfulness to me, praise God, that I'm counting on. If I count on me to be faithful enough to him, I'll be before less than the end of the day, I'll come up short, praise God. But if we put our faithfulness in his faithfulness to us, praise God, he'll take us and help us and bring us out, praise God, with a mighty hand. Amen. Amen. What he was saying, he said, "Oh Lord, give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness, answer me." See, it ain't in our faithfulness to Lord, but it's in his faithfulness. His faithfulness. I want to say, praise God, on the authority of the Word of God, that he's always been faithful to me. And I'll tell you tonight, he's always been faithful to you. Because God can't be unfaithful. Amen. It's one of his attributes, praise God. And he's faithful, praise God. Like I preached Sunday night, he's always on time. Amen. Never been late. Amen. Why? Because of His faithfulness. Amen. He said it's not only His faithfulness, but it's His righteousness that we're trusting in. Austin, our righteousness is as filthy rags. The best that we can do is not enough. But thank God for His righteousness. His faithfulness to you and I, His righteousness, praise God, that He pours out on us, that He gives us, that He instills in us, if we'll just accept it, if we'll just be receptive to what He has for us. Amen. I'm afraid it's like I've said so many times before, we come and we hear, but we don't listen. Amen. So many times we hear messages, we hear lessons, we hear songs, amen, and they've got a great message in them, but we don't really listen to hear. It just goes in one ear and out the other. Amen? That's what's wrong today, praise God, but when we have our faith, we realize that His faithfulness is what counts. His righteousness is what makes a difference. David said, it's not my faithfulness, Lord. It's not my righteousness, Lord, but it's You faithful and righteous to me. Right in what You do, right in what You say, right in what You tell me, right in where You take me to, and right in how You get me there. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He has every option, every means, praise God, to do for us that needs to be done. Amen. Praise God. And we're living today in an era, people say, well, you know, what happened to God? Ain't nothing happened to God. God's the same yesterday and forever. He changeth not. It's you and I, praise God, it's changing. Amen. And if we ain't careful, we'll change for the worse instead of the better. Amen. We need to be changing for the better. We need to be getting a hold of Him and letting Him have a hold of us. Because He can bring us out, praise God. He'll lift you up, praise God. If He'll lift you up, He'll bring you out, praise God. He'll put your feet upon a firm foundation. A solid footing, praise God. Get away from the shifting sand that we try to build upon and build on. Hey, who does that? A soldier, praise God, looks for a firm place to make a stand. Amen. So we see the cry of a soldier, praise God. Amen. As he communicates to God. Amen. I will say tonight, we need to tell Him where we're at. Amen. You say, well, preacher, God already knows. Yeah, but He likes us to know. No, He likes us to know that we know where we're at. Amen. That way He knows that we know what we need from Him. You say, preacher, that's just too complicated. It was hard to say. Amen. A simple mind has a hard time saying, praise the Lord, I'm glad He's here. Amen. But God wants us to call upon Him. He wants us to speak to Him. He wants us to tell Him all about our troubles, praise God. Amen. To lift them up to Him, to take them to the throne of grace. And He said, glory be to God. A good soldier cry out. He'll march boldly before the throne of grace because God made provision for that.
Amen.
Amen. So you and I can march in boldly tonight before God Almighty with our supplications. Just like David did. He was a poor soldier. He was crying out unto the Lord. Amen. The Bible tells us here the reason David was crying out, verse 3 and 4, because of his darkness. Amen. Have you ever come in time in your Christian life where it seemed like it was dark, like it was dismal, like there was no help to be found? Amen. I want to say, Lord God, that's when we need to cry out and cry the more. Amen. Just cry out to God and say, God, here am I. I'm just submitting myself to You. I'm committing myself into Your hands. God, if there's anything going to be done right now, it's going to be You that does it.
Amen.
Amen. You can trust in people. You can trust in doctors. You can trust in this and that. But I want to say the only one you can truly believe in is the Lord Jesus Christ. The one that's there promised He'd always be with us. He's, hey, glory, He's always on your side.
Amen.
Amen. He'll never come against you unless you're caught in sin. God don't like sin. God hates sin. Amen. He always has and He always will. One thing God ain't ever changed His mind about, and that's sin. Amen. Hates it. David was in darkness. He was in a dark place. And he cried out to the Lord. The way he says, verse 4, he said, for the enemy hath persecuted my soul. Amen. He said, they ain't always only afflicting the outward person. But he said, praise God, they're messing with the inward person. Amen. He said, they're causing me to have grief in the very being, the fiber of my being. You ever been there? Amen. I got to think about that. Yesterday, I was looking through this. I thought, Lord God, I know where He's at. I know what He's feeling, praise God. I know people, praise God, it's been in this place. this predicament, this darkness that he was in. Say, smit my life down to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. Amen. Say, he said, there's a darkness that overshadowed him. There's a darkness that got hold of him. Amen. So what do you do when darkness comes? You meditate upon the things of God. You see, if we ain't careful, we get to thinking about those bad things and the bad place that we're in and the bad place that we might end up going. But praise God. God said, don't meditate upon the bad things. He said, we're to meditate upon the good things of God. Amen. That might lift up our soul, praise God. Amen. So David in his darkness, praise God, he began to think about it. He had a thoughtfulness that he had to recognize. In verse 4, he said, therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate. Amen. But look at what he says in verse 5. He said, I remembered the days of old. Praise God, he said, hey, listen, I was just about as low as a snail's belly, but praise God, I remembered where I was when God found me. He said, I was even lower than that. I was low and filthy and vile and no account, but God came to where I was, and he seen my the affliction of my soul, and he brought me up, praise God, and he saved me out of my sin.
Amen.
Amen. You can't get no sicker than sin sickness. Amen? I said you can't get no sicker than sin sickness. Sin sickness could take you and destroy the body, the soul, and the spirit in hell. Amen? The afflictions of this flesh. Amen? It can't destroy you. Amen? And send you to hell. But sin sickness can destroy you and take you to hell. But David said, I remembered the days. In a thoughtfulness, in a thought time of thinking seriously, David said, praise God, I remember the days when the Lord found me. Praise the Lord. He said, I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. He said, praise God, I got to thinking about all the good things God had done for me. Got all the good things God had given me, all the good things God had allowed me to participate in, all the good things that God had showed me through my life. He said, I began to meditate upon them. And he said, all those bad things didn't look so bad and gloomy no more. Amen. He said, in that darkness, praise God, in his thoughtfulness, he said, he came into a presence of a marvelous light, and the light shone on him. Amen. Praise God, you get in darkness, you get low as you can go. Praise God, just start looking for the light. Amen, glory to God. If you'll start looking for the light, you'll find it, praise God, and it'll illuminate you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet.
Amen.
Amen, realize how much God loves you, how much God cares for you. David began to think about what God remembered the days of old. Amen. See, the devil wants us to forget all that. Devil wants to forget where God saved you and where He's taking you to. He just wants to remember the bad things that this world has to throw at you. I want to say, praise God, that's all they've got. Some things that they can throw at you, praise God, but we've got a God and a Savior that loves us. He'll bring us out of darkness and their thoughts. We'll meditate upon Him and we'll find truth in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know about you, I like truth, don't you?
Amen.
So meditated on thy works. And He said, I muse on the work of thine hands. You know what David was saying there? He said, I'm amazed at what God's done. Amen? Said, I'm amazed at where God brought me from. I'm amazed at how God's delivered me. I'm amazed at what God's given me, praise God. I don't deserve nothing, but God has given me everything.
Amen.
He said, well, preacher, he wasn't even at home yet with the Lord, but praise God, he already realized that God didn't give him everything he had promised him. Amen. And he meditated upon those things. Amen. And he said when he began to meditate, he began to have a thirst. Look at verse 6. He said, I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land. David said, praise God, I got to think about how good you are. And he said, my soul got the thirsting after you. He said, I got the longing for you and I got the desire in you. I wanted your presence. I wanted your presence in my life. I wanted the purpose of my life to be fulfilled in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
He said, I was thirsty for it. He said, I was thirsty for it as the thirst of a thirsty land. Selah. He said, what do you think about that? Praise God. He said, when I got to thinking about how good God is, I just got to thirsting for Him more.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, praise God. Every time I get filled full of the Lord, praise God, I just want a little bit more. I know, I guarantee you'd think I'm the greediest person ever was. But praise God, I want all God will pour out on me. Amen. I want Him to just fill me to overflow and praise God. And I want Him to fill you. And when you get full, I'm going to get fuller, praise God. And one day, one of these days, in a little while, we're going to get so full, praise God, we're going to go up in instantaneous combustion and be gone. Amen. Glory be to God, Brother Bill. That'd be all right. Amen. Just bust loose here, praise God, and enter into glory there. Amen. Get to thinking, folks, what God wants to do for us tonight. Amen. I'll tell you, God's a stirring, a spirit of revival in His house. Amen. Praise God. It's not everywhere, but there's a few places, praise God, it's a breaking out on people. Amen. Glory be to God, and I don't want to be a hindrance to it. Praise God, I want to get in the middle, glory to God. I want to meditate upon the good things of God, all the good things He's done for us, all the good things He showed us, praise God, and realizing that ain't a drop in the bucket compared to what He has for you and I.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God, He's going to pour out one day to the full. Amen, glory to God. And our little old bodies won't be able to contain it. We'll have to have those glorified bodies like unto the Lord. And boy, we'll shout and we'll praise and we'll run the streets of gold and we'll scream and holler and carry on like a bunch of crazy people. You say, would we really do that? Yeah, they already think we're part Pentecost. Amen. We might as well just go ahead and just let her go.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with praising God. Amen. I believe we've listened to the media and Dr. Quack and Dr. Spock alone, and we forgot that it's okay to worship the Lord. It's okay to praise God. It's okay to say amen. It's all right to throw a hand up. It's all right to shed a tear, praise God. Amen. David said, glory be to God. I remember what God done for me. I remember where He brought me from, and it just made me thirstier still.
Amen.
I get thirsty, don't you? And the more God blesses, the thirstier I get. Amen. I guess it's kind of like being a drug addict or a drunkard. You know, you get it a little bit and then you want a little bit more. You get a little bit more and you want a little more. But the thing about that, what they get, they eventually kill you. Amen. But praise God, I won't say on behalf of God, when we get all that He's got for us, praise God, we get the running overflowing glory be to God, it won't kill you. It'll just run over on somebody else and they'll get some of what you got and they'll shout too.
Amen.
Amen. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Praise God. You remember when David brought the brought the Ark of the Covenant in the city? He said he said he danced naked before Him. Amen. Now that don't mean he got naked and stripped off his clothes and running around nude. That means he took off his royal apparel. Amen. What he was doing, he'd say, listen, he said, there's only one God. He's only one supreme being in this world, praise God, and it's God Almighty. And he took off his robe, praise God, and he danced, he clapped, and he sang, and he praised God. He said he danced naked, praise God, in the presence of the people. He said, I don't want you to see me as some monarch. Praise God, I want you to see me as a humble man that loves his God.
Amen.
Amen. David's going back, praise God. He said, hey, I remember where God brought me from. So I was just a little old shepherd in the sheepfold. Amen. It amazed me. I love that story. Old Samuel, he went out there, went down there to Jesse. God said, go down there and said, I'm gonna pick me a new king. He said, I've done away with Saul. He's done sinned against me, traversed against me. He said, I'm done with him. So he goes down there to Jesse and they marched out these boys. And then he had a fine, big, rugged looking boy. And old Samuel said, well, Lord God, this has got to be him. I'm a big old boy, big old scrapping boy, good looking boy. He said, this has got to be him. God said, listen to me. Hey, I told you I'm not looking on the outside. He said, I'm a looking on the inside. He said, I'm looking on the inside of that one. I'm going to make king and make a priest over my people. Praise God. And Samuel said, well, no, it's not this one either. He said, have you any others? He said, well, so I got one little old scrappy boy. He's up there in the sheepfold. Hey man, he ain't much to look at. I pray God, he's up there taking care of the father's sheep. He said, will you send for it? I can't leave till he comes. Amen. Said they sent little old David. Glory. Yeah. Said sent little old David down there to Samuel. He said, little old rugged, ruddy looking boy. Hey, wasn't a whole lot to him. Wasn't very big in stature, praise God. But there was something that was radiating out of him from the inside, praise God. And God said, this is him. He said, go ahead and anoint him to be king of Israel. Praise God. Little old David was just a sheep keeper. Amen. But in order to keep his father's sheep, he had to fight off lions and bears. Amen. He had to stand guard, praise God. He had to take up a station. He had to have a standing, praise the Lord. Amen. God said, I don't want that one that looks big and rough and tough on the outside. He said, I want that one that'll be loving, meek, and gentle on the inside. Praise God. Just think about it. How many times David could have killed Saul? He could have took it in his own hand and slew him. But he said, I'll not touch God's anointed. Amen. He said, I'll not do it. He said, if God wants to kill him, if God wants to get rid of him, that's between him and God. David said, I'm just going to keep feeding the sheep. Amen. So I'm just going to keep being a servant unto the Lord. Praise God, he was thirsty. And then David begins to cry out in verse 7 through 9. He said, answer me. He said, Lord, I need to hear from you. He said, hear me speedily. Never fear like you. You ever tried to put you as prayers into a different gear? Amen. Like you pray, oh Lord God, you know I need you. Lord, you know what I got a situation here. And you pray and pray, and God don't seem like you say, God, I need you to touch me, Lord. I need some help, okay? I need it now. Amen. You may never been there, praise God. I have. I ain't afraid to go boldly for throne and say, oh God, I need you to hear me. Amen. Speedily, right now, quick, fast, in a hurry. I need some help. Boy, if we could learn to do that in the presence of God when we need help, God would have help all the way. Amen. We'll wait around till things get so bad we can't go another day, and then we'll say, Lord, looks like you're going to have to handle this. You know, everything else is, I've tried everything I know to try, Lord. So I'm going to have to, wouldn't it have been better just say, Lord, you got a situation here. Lord, there's a table full of bills right here. I'm laying them out here. And Lord, we've got a problem. Lord, you've got a problem. You said you'd take care of me. You said you'd never see the righteous forsaken or see the begging bread. Lord, I'm laying them down here at the foot of the altar. Praise God. There they are. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So Lord, you got a problem. What are we going to do about this? What are you going to do about this, Lord? I don't have the means. But God, I know you do. Amen. Glory be to God. And God Almighty will hear and answer that prayer. He said, speedily. He said, hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me. Amen. So he said, listen, Lord, answer me. Amen. And so what David starts trying to do, now listen, he starts trying to find the face of God. No, you know what he's doing here, Brother X? He's trying to turn God around. He's trying to get all of God's attention on him. You say, well, preacher, that's just ungodly. He shouldn't do that. No, he needs to do that. If he needs help from God, amen, he needs God to know. He needs God to know that he knows where he's at and that God knows where he's at and God can face him and God can help him.
Amen.
David was trying to find the face of God. Amen. He wanted to know that God was looking down and that he saw where he's at. He wanted to know that he had God's attention. Amen. You say, well, preacher, that just sounds sacrilegious, praise God. No, that sounds to me like somebody's trusting in the Lord. It's his heavenly Father. Amen. If you're a little old youngin' and you need something really bad, amen. If little Mia gets hurt, well, she won't come to me, she'll go to Grandma when she gets hurt. Now, when she wants the love and she wants something, she always comes to Papa. Granny go buy her new toys and she'll come hug me. Oh, thank you, Papa. I said, me, I didn't get Granny. Oh, no, you did it, Papa. But when she gets hurt, I can be standing right there and say, oh, man, she'll go right by me and she'll run to granny. Amen. But praise God, when them little ones hurt, when them babies is hurting, praise God, you want to run to daddy, and you want to know that you have his attention, praise God. You want to know that he looks at you, that he cares about where you're at, that he cares because you're hurting. Amen. So he says, answer me, Lord. He said, hey, let me see your face. Let me know you're looking. Let me know you care. Praise God. I want to say God always cares. Amen. God always cares. He said not only was he trying to find God's face, but he was trying to find God's favor. Amen. He was trying to find a place in God's favor. He said, hey, listen, there's been a lot of junk come under the bridge. Praise God. But I need your favor, Lord. I need your help now. Amen. He was trying to find that favor of God. Praise God. He was trying to get prayer answered. Amen. He was longing for his prayers to be answered. You ever get to a point till you get to a point where you're longing for your prayers to be answered? You say, how long, Lord? Amen. But you know what our problem is, and I'm trying to hurry. We give up too easy. Amen. Paul said to pray without ceasing. Amen. If we have prayer, if it's important enough to take it to God, praise God, which is everything's important enough to take it to God, then in order to be important enough, take it to Him again and again and again and again till He answers that prayer. And we ought to take it to Him expecting Him to answer. Amen. So He says, answer me, Lord. I need you to answer me. I know they need to know that you're hearing me. Amen. Verse 9 said, deliver me, Lord. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto Thee to hide me. Amen. He said, hey, listen, sir. He said, Lord, he said, look upon me, see me, praise God. He said, I'm running to you. Lord, I need you to hide me in the shadow of your wings, praise God. Amen. He said, Lord, I need you to wrap your big old arms around me. Just pull me to yourself and just love on me. Let me know everything's going to be all right. Amen. What are you talking about? I'm talking about a cry of a soldier, praise God. Somebody that's been in a battle. Somebody that's been in a fight. Amen. So he says, hear me. He said, answer me. But then he says, verse 10, he says, teach me, Lord. Amen. And now listen, David says in his morning prayer in verse 8, he says, call me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning. Amen. So David prays his morning prayer. And he prays it to God. He prays the morning prayer that he prays. And he starts his day in the presence of the Lord. Amen. I wonder where we start our day at. You start it down there on the job site. Start it down there on the road somewhere when somebody cuts you off in traffic. Amen. Oh, we ought to start our day, praise God, in the presence of the Lord, saying, Lord, it's me again. Thank you for this day that you've made and allowed me to participate in. Praise God. Throw back the curtain, say, glory be to God, I'm still here. Amen. Still able to be used of the Lord. So they started with main praise. Teach me, O God. Amen. He wanted to receive his marching orders for today. He said, teach me, verse 10, to do thy will, for thou art my God. He said, Lord, I want you to teach me. I want you to instruct me. Show me how to be faithful to you. Show me how to do your will. Amen. He said, your will, Lord, not mine. Amen. He said, Lord, teach me to do my will. That's what a soldier does. A soldier that's in the battlefield, praise God. They want to do the bidding of their general, their high commander, praise God. Because he knows the battle. He knows how it goes. Amen. And they want to be informed. They want to know how to go, how to proceed in the fight. Praise God, we need to know the battle. We need to know the battlefield. We need to know our marching orders for today. What he was saying here, he said, Lord, lead me in the way you'd have me to go. How many times in our Christian life do we ever say, Lord, lead me the way you want me to go? But we'll take off, praise God, and stick our chest out like we know where we're going. And we don't even know where we're going, much less how to get there. Amen. Now, most of you ladies probably do. You probably look at a map or something, but us men don't do that. Amen. We just take off. Got this. Amen. Just another day. Yeah, right. We need to receive some marching orders for the Lord so we don't mess it up before we ever get to the car. Amen. So we can be doing right when we head out. How do you do it? By yielding to the Spirit. He said, thy Spirit is good. Lead me into all the land of uprightness. Amen. He said, hey, Lord, said, I'm just going to yield to the Spirit of God. I'm going to let the Spirit of God lead me. I'm going to yield to it. Let it take me where it had me to go. Let it make me who it had me to be. Amen. The Spirit, he said, you know you're Christians because you're led of the Spirit. Who's leading you today? Amen. Probably the old flesh. Most of the time. Amen. But he said, if we'll let the Spirit lead us, praise God, he'll take us to places that we need to be. Amen. So David said, Lord, teach me what I need to know. But then the last but not least, he says in verses 11, 12, he said, revive me, God. Amen. He said, put a message of revival in my heart. I mean, David is beaten down. He's lower than a snail's belly. He said in verse 3, he said, he hath smitten my life down to the ground. He said, he's already beat down into the dust. He's as low as he can go. He's low as he's ever been, praise God. But he said, hey, Lord, he said, I've been beat down. And he cries out as a good soldier of the cross. And he said, Lord, I'm fighting your battle and I need you to help me here. Verse 11, he says, quicken me, O Lord. That word quicken means to make alive. Amen. Praise God. He said, quicken me, Lord. Make me alive. He means stir up revival in my soul. Revive me again, Lord. Amen. Said, I'm low as I can go. I'm as depressed as I can be. But Lord, I need you to revive my spirit. Amen. He said, quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake. He said, Lord, I want you to do it for your glory. I want you to revive me. Praise God. You know, anything that we need from God, we'll say, Lord, I want you to do it for your sake. Because when you do it and I see you done, praise God, I'm going to give you praise and honor and glory. I'm going to tell everybody I see what Jesus, what God's done for me. Amen. Every time God touches me, praise God, I want to share it with somebody. I'll never forget. I'm trying my best to hurry. I'll never forget Mike Laster was my insurance guy. And he was a great guy. And he'd come to the house and I had, he ever so often they'd have to come out and take pictures, make sure you had something worth insuring. And he asked me one day, and I think I've told you this, I had my little study out there, and he said, what's that little, I told him a can house, my workshop. He said, what's that little building? I said, well, that's my study. And he said, well, is that important to you? I said, Mike, I said, that's where God meets with me and he feeds me so I can feed the sheep. He said, well, if it's important to you, he said, we need to insure it. He said, we need to cover it. He said, would $10,000 be enough? I said, yeah, it should just about do it. Amen. Glory be to God. But I'll tell you, I said that to say this. There's been times that I've been out on the ministry, been out on Saturday working for the Lord, knocking on doors and talking to people. And there's been, I know at least two times that we had birthdays or something on Saturday evening and that fellow would sit across the table and nobody wanted to hear about what I'd done that day. Nobody wanted to hear about what God had done. Nobody wanted to hear about what the Lord had done that day. But Mike would always sit there just as intrigued as me, focused on me, amen. Didn't let nobody bother. He wanted to hear what God had done. Amen. That blessed my heart, praise God. When nobody else, I even had people say, why are you going to talk that old church stuff? Amen. So, both Christian folk. I said, I can't help it. It's all in me. But he had sat there and it blessed my heart. He was a friend. He had sat there and he had listened to me. He was intrigued. He wanted to hear what God had done. Amen. When he went out of here, before he had his surgery and he had them strokes and ended up in such bad shape, we was up there at the hospital with him and I was praying for him. And he said, I just want you to know. I come in that time, pray with him before he went to surgery. He said, I just want you to know where God saved me at and what God's done for me. I want you to know that before I go down into this. He said, I want you to know I've done talked to my wife, and if it gets to work, as soon as I get through this and get out, he said, I'm coming up there to your church. I want to be with you. Amen. It wasn't me, praise God. It was God that I was talking about. It was reviving in our soul, praise God. And they were seeing a stirring. They felt a presence. Amen. A presence of the Lord. Thank God for that. Amen. He was a soldier. He was crying out. He was fighting the Lord's battle. Amen. He wanted to be established in the righteousness. He wanted to establish righteousness in the land. He said, for thy righteousness sake, bring my soul out of trouble. Amen. He said, revive me and let me make a difference. Amen. As a good soldier, he cried as a good soldier. He said, revive me, stir me. quicken me and help me to bring righteousness into the land. Amen. The righteousness of God. He said, revive me, Lord. Amen. So that I can serve you. That's what he says in verse 12. And of thy mercy cut off mine enemies and destroy all them that afflict my soul. Now listen to what he says in closing right here. For I am thy servant. Amen. Praise God. He said, I'm a soldier of the cross, praise God. I'm one. So he said, get this monkey off my back, praise God, so I can serve you like I'd like to. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You see, we serve God. Now listen to me. God don't serve us. Amen. God blesses us in our service. But God don't serve us. I'm afraid in the day and hour, amen, instead of being good soldiers crying to the Lord, amen, for help we need it, we call on Him like He's some kind of safety blanket. When we need something thrown over us to protect us from the storm, we call on God. But as a good soldier, praise God, we ought to say, Lord, I need You to hear me. Lord, I need You to answer me. Lord, I need You to teach me to be a servant. Lord, I need You to revive me. Because I'm just going to be, and all that, Lord, I just want to be Your servant. I want to be a servant unto Thee. You know how you be a servant? When you find out you're a servant, you'll have a servant's heart. Amen. You'll want to do something for somebody else. You want to help somebody else where you can. And you want to do something, amen, that's not all about you. But it's something to help somebody else along the way. Maybe somebody else is down and discouraged and downtrodden. And praise God, you can say as a servant, with a servant's heart, David said, I just want to live in a place and make a place where the righteous dwell. Amen. That's what I'm looking for. I'm just looking for a place. I'm trying to find a place where the righteous dwell. Amen. And I want to be right in the middle of that place. Don't you? Amen. So we have David, his cry of a soldier. He says, Lord, I need You. I need You right now. Amen. He says, Lord, I need You to hear me. I need You to instruct me. I need You to teach me. I need You to show me. I need You to revive me. Amen. Listen, there ain't a thing wrong with when you get down and get down to Mully Grubs, praise God, to ask God just to revive you. Ask Him for that fresh stirring in your heart and your soul, praise God, to encourage you. Maybe you've been in a bad place. Maybe you've been in a dark place. Say, Lord, I need You to revive me again, O Lord. Many, many times in the Word of God, the saints of God, old prophets would say, Lord, revive us again. Amen. Stir in us again. Amen. Paul told Timothy, he said, stir up your remembrance. Praise God of what God's done for you. Stir it up, Lord. Show me again, God, what You showed me in days of old. Amen. Praise God. Stand with me tonight.